A warning to listeners, this next story is about sexual violence and a recent rape that has sparked violent protests this week in the disputed India state of Jammu and Kashmir. That's where police say an 8-year-old Muslim girl was kidnapped, drugged, gang raped, and then murdered. This horrific crime, allegedly by Hindu men, occurred in January. But the case took a political turn after a mob recently tried to block police from filing charges. Two officials from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party were part of that mob, protesting in favor of the accused men. They have since resigned. And this is not the only rape case roiling India. A powerful member of the Prime Minister's party is accused of raping a teenage girl and conspiring to help kill the girl's father. Aruna Roy is an Indian activist. She joins us now by Skype from Dev Dungri. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for calling me.
Ms. Roy, you and a number of others have written a letter to the Prime Minister saying that this is our darkest hour. You've called the government's response to this feeble and inadequate. Explain that.
You see, in this case, in the case of Asifa, actually, the police and the administration took fairly decent action at fairly quickly. But what was unpredictable and awful was that there was social pressure put on by the lawyers, by Hindu extremists on the administration. And the Prime Minister made no response for many months. Mm. And this is a moment, therefore, we call it a moment of existential crisis. And they are actually generating a kind of hate politics, which is extremely harmful to the country and to the social fabric and the moral fabric of our nation.
Ms. Roy, yesterday while in London, Prime Minister Modi addressed the issue saying, quote, a rape is a rape. How can we tolerate this torture with our daughters? You're saying that was too little, too late?
Well, your actions have to match what you say. And this is just too late. The rape happened in January. There was dead silence for 4 months. And a Hindu woman lawyer took up the case, and she has been threatened and attacked by the Bar Council in Jammu. And the people who have given the judgment, who have registered the case, and the police have all been Hindus. So it's not really a Hindu-Muslim issue. But this uprising of Hindu extremists and the Hindu right wing has actually made it, transformed it into a Muslim-Hindu issue. And really and truly, it's an issue of security for our children, security for young girls across all caste communities and everywhere in this country.
India is not the only country with a persistent problem with sexual violence, but in India, the violence is often quickly politicized along religious and ethnic lines. What more do you want to see from political leaders to stop that from happening?
See, actually, it boils down to quick remedies and quick implementation of the law and decent governance. And I'm afraid in the last 4 years, it has happened periodically. Rape always happens. But in the last 4 years, it's been given a communal hue, and the lynchings and all the various other and violent activities that have preceded these rapes have all been done by mobs. And the state is quiet. And this is a relatively new phenomenon in India. In the last 4 years, it's really been on the increase.
We mentioned that two officials from the Prime Minister's party who protested to try to prevent the accused men from being charged. Those officials say they want the investigation to be taken away from the state police, which they say has a pro-Muslim bias. Do you think the family of this murdered little girl will get justice?
Actually, it's so pitiable. If you see that family, it's a nomadic family, extremely poor, and they take their sheep and animals from pasture to pasture. They are really nomads. And the father of the child has said that she is India's daughter. She's not Hindu nor Muslim. She is a child who's been raped. She didn't know the meaning of these things. And they have been quite happy with the kind of actions taken by the local police. This diverting it to the CBI is a tactic to make it infructuous, because actually the Hindu mobilization took place because there was decent state action to arrest the perpetrators of the crime.
Some are calling for the death penalty. What do you want to see happen to these accused rapists?
Actually, you know, there is a whole big divide in India between wanting cessation of all this violence and the issue of death penalty. And death penalty is an issue on which I personally, and many of us like me, feel that death penalties do not stop criminality. If you take the rape law that was passed, say, 5 years ago, by the previous government, which brought in death penalty as the punishment for rape. There should have been a dip in rape and crimes, sexual crimes, but it hasn't happened. So what we really need to stop these kinds of criminal action is for the state to be non-partisan, act according to constitutional fundamental guarantees, which guarantee a secular India. The perpetrators must be arrested and put in jail, and the process of law should be allowed to continue uninterrupted by these kinds of negative social elements.
Aruna Roy is an Indian activist. She joined us via Skype from Dev Dungri. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.